Today's daf is Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We got to a few lines down in Chav Zayin from the word Gufa. I hope you guys caught up. I know we got a little late yesterday, overtime. But if it makes sense to start from the words Gufa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top. Gufa Amar Shmuel. Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Chalos la'achayos lo niftru tsaros. The tsaros niftru achayos. So let's remember the case here for a second. It was a case where there were two sisters who were married to two brothers, and the two brothers died, and then there were two brothers remaining. So we said, and the brothers also had additionally had tsaros, they had co-wives who were also remaining. So let's just look at actually the top Rashi. Rashi was on the previous Gemara, but this is the same piece. Rashi writes chalos la'achayos that shtei achayos shenaflu lifanav mishnei achim. Two sisters fallen may in front of one person, actually in front of one brother. Two sisters who were married to two brothers, and the brothers died. V'chalachas tarasa ima, in each of the wives, each of the sisters had a co-wife. V'chalach la'achayos, if the remaining brother, I guess it's the third brother, does chalitza to one of the sisters, lo niftru tsarosein, it's not going to exempt the co-wives from the need for chalitza. Hol v'ba'i livumei lomatzi, since if they wanted to do yibum with the sisters, it wouldn't work. Elo yachlots l'tsaros yiftu achayos, but if the third brother were to perform chalitza on the co-wives, then that would exempt the need for chalitza for the sisters. The afagav, Rashi is important here, afagav, the tsaros nami, ihavibai lo havim yabim, even if they wanted to do yibum with the tsaros, it wouldn't be permitted, so shouldn't the chalitza being done also be a low-level chalitza? Miukal isurum mishal achayos, but still, the iser involved with the tsaros, the co-wives, is less of an iser involved with the sisters. And therefore, the chalita done on the tsaros is also going to be greater than the chalita done on the achayos. So, just to recap, that the achayos, the marrying and doing yibum with the sisters, is a problem of erva because it's going to be boel the achos zakuka. Right, that's the problem of that. That's arayos, and therefore it's yibum's not an option. And the tsaros is going to be a problem of the tsara of achosa shesukuka, which is also aser if you remember from the beginning. But that's a lower level iser, and only iser medir banam. So therefore, if you have the option of to do chalitza on the lower level iser or the more severe iser, you should always do chalitza on the less iser. So that's the opinion of Shmuel. So Shmuel says, and again, gufa amar Shmuel, chalitza la'achayos lo niftu tsaros. If you do chalitza with the sisters, it's not going to exempt the need for chalitza on the tsaros. But if you do the chalitza litzaros, then niftu achayos, then that's going to exempt the sisters from the need for chalitza. Then Shmuel says further, chalitza lebalas haget, lo niftu tsara. If you do chalitza to the balas haget, so what's balas haget? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes lebalas haget, this is right around where we are in the Gemara, a few lines lower than we are. Lebalas haget, beiz yivamos me'ach echad. If let's say there are two wives from one brother, and the brother dies, so now the brother remaining has the option to do yibum or chalitza to either one of the wives. And he decides, v'nasan yavam get la'achas mihem. He gives a get for some reason to one of the wives, even though get doesn't work, you need chalitza. So, shuv ein chalitzasa hogenes kokach, deklisha zikasa. Now, after giving a get to one of the wives, if he were to give a chalitza, it's considered a lower level chalitza to that wife. Vim chalitz la lo niftar tzara. So what happens is, you have a yavam, and there are two potential yavamos from the same brother. So one thing is get to this sister, for example, this wife, for example. So now the get has some effect where it lowers the need. It removes a zika. There's a line drawn. But once you give a get, even though it doesn't really fully work, let's say it dims the line a little bit. While it's like a dotted line, if you will. While the other wife has a full solid line. The zika is still strong. So now we said before that whenever you have the option of a chalitza, which one to give it to, if you give chalitza to the less severe zika, so then it's not going to help the other chalitza. But if you give chalitza to the stronger zika, it ends that one, then it will certainly end the lesser zika.
But I'm sorry.
Sure.
The case is that he gave the get, but he dies.
No. A brother's married to two wives. Brother dies. Now the other brother has to do yibum with one of these two wives. Mm-hmm. He decides for some reason to give a get to one of them. Now a get doesn't work. You need chalitza. But it does lessen the zika to that woman he gives a get to.
Did you say
yeah, we not come across this at all yet. I don't think we did.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember this coming up yet. So now once he gives a get to the older sister, the older wife, for example, so now that the that line is dotted, it's less of a strength, but it's still there, but it's less. And the other wife has still a solid line connected to it. So we always say, you're supposed to give chalitza to the one with the stronger connection. So if you give the chalitza to the one with a lesser connection, chalitza just breaks the lesser connection, but it's not effective to break the stronger connection. So that's why it only works for the Baal Saget, but it doesn't work for the other one. But if you were to give the chalitza to the stronger one, with the one with the solid line that's still there, if it works for a strong connection, then it will work for the lesser connection, the one who received the get. So let's read that inside now. The Gemara says, chalitz lebaal saget. If you give chalitza to the one who received the get already, lo niftar atara, it's not going to exempt the co-wife. But if letzara, if you give it to the tsara, the co-wife, the chalitza, then it's going to be niftar baal saget. It will exempt the one who received the get from her zika. Okay. Let's just look at Rashi for a sec. Do we finish our Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, Chalitz the Baalas HaMaimer, lo niftar atzara, the tzara niftar Baalas HaMaimer. So what's Baalas HaMaimer? So Maimer, we said already, was when the Yavam performs Kedushin, gives Kesef Kedushin to one of the Yavamos, so therefore it makes somewhat of a connection to them, but doesn't solidify it. So look at Rashi, Chalitz the Baalas HaMaimer. The brother dies with two wives. Brother dies and leaves over two wives. So first what happens is the brother does maimer with one of the wives of his brother who died. And then he does chalitza. It's not going to exempt the co-wife. Why? The chalitza that's done to the baalis maimer, the one who he married in the kedushin, but not a full kedushin yet, because now that he did Maimer, he gave Kedushin to this Yivama, he not only requires Chalitza, he also requires a get as well to end this relationship. He's actually strengthened the Zika, but that the Chalitza is now weaker. The Chalitza is not effective anymore. If a person does Maimer with a Yavam and doesn't have Bia with her, he needs Chalitza and also a get. Even though he may have getting afterwards, about tsarasa chichalitza, but still the tsara requires a chalitza. But says Rashi, chalitza tsara. If you do chalitza and tsara, then it will be niftara by the semaimer mechalitza veinotzich ela get lemamar. But that chalitza will be effective for the need for the chalitza for the maimer, but the maimer still requires a get. Okay. Yeah.
Sort of the opposite way around.
So yeah.
Saying here you made the zika stronger with that wife.
But that in essence makes the chalitza less effective. Right,
because chalitza. You need to get
exactly. Right, very good. Okay, so that's the all of Shmuel's statements. So the Gemara says now, Maishna lachayos dilo niftru, tsaros. Why is it in the first scenario where you do chalitza to one of the sisters, it does not work for the co-wives? Dehavile achos isha bezika. Because doing chalitza with one of the sisters now, we're going back to the initial case where the brother married two brothers married two sisters, and they also had co-wives. The brothers died. Now the brother-in-law, the Yavam, does chalitza to one of the sisters. It doesn't work for the co-wives. Why? Because he shouldn't be doing chalitza with one of the sisters because each sister is asatim because of the din of achos isha bizika. Since he's connected to each one, let's say he's connected to zika to the older sister, then if he has yibum or chalitza with the younger sister, that's the sister of his wife, if you will, of his Zika. And the other way around also, the other one's also his Zika wife, so therefore he does Yibum Chalitza with the other sister, it's going to be Achos Isha, or like it. So that's why it doesn't work. So like Mara says, the other way around also, if you do Chalitza Litzaros to the co-wives, Nami lo liftu hachayos. It shouldn't exempt the sisters, because Dehavilate Saros Achos Isha Bezika, because that's also something that's Aser. A person cannot be with a tsara, a co-wife, of his wife's sister. So that's also going to be a weak chalitza. So the Gemara says, now I'll tell you what, kesavar Shmuel ain zika. Shmuel holds that there is no zika. And since there's no zika, so therefore it's not going to be a problem of any of these achos ishtas anymore. Achos zukuka. Now, if there's no achos zukuka, then both should work.
Achios, yeah.
Right. So before the Gemara doesn't address it right now, the Gemara might address it in a bit. We'll see. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Amar Shmuel Yeshika." Doesn't he hold the Erzika, as we saw a few times already? So the Gemara says, "No, The Divrei HaOmer and Zika, Kamar. He's coming according to opinion. I hold that there is Zika, but according to one who holds that there is no Zika, you have to do Chalitza to the Tzaros. You can't do Chalitza to the Achayos. Okay, it still requires some understanding now. So we're working in the world that there is no Zika. Two brothers married two wives, two sisters rather, two brothers die, and there's one brother. There's no Zika right now. We're assuming no Zika at all. Okay, now working within this world, says the Gemara. So, Ihachi, Chalitz la'achayos amai lo niftaru tzaro. So that's the question. If there is no Zika, so why can you not do Chalitza to the sister? It's not Achos Isha Zukuka, because there's no Zukuka here anymore. There's no violation. There's no circles. You do Chalitza to one of the wives. That's the wife you chose. Even though she happens to be a sister, there's no Zika to that sister in you. So that's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says now as follows. Sorry, this is confusing, but this happens to be a very confusing
thing. Why no Zika?
There is a machlokas. So we're working right now with the opinion that there is no Zika. Some say there is Zika, some say there is no Zika.
Automatically there is Zika.
No, that's only one opinion. I think we assume that there is Zika typically, but we're right now working within the world that there is no Zika. Okay. Within this world, so the Gemara says, what?
She's based on Shmuel.
Well, Shmuel himself holds that there is Zika. He's entertaining the possibility to those who say there is no Zika, the following is going to be an outcome of that. So now assuming that there is no Zika, it would seem that doing Chalitza to either one of the sisters or one of the co-wives should really exempt everyone. So the Gemara says, so why does it say only do Chalitza for the co-wives does it work, but not when you do it for the sisters? It doesn't work. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishlama tsar de Rachel lo tiftar. So I understand the co-wife of Rachel. Rachel is one of the sisters. Rachel and Leah are sisters. So I understand the co-wife of Rachel will not be exempt. The Chavon de Chalitza la Leah. Since he does Chalitza to Leah, the other sister, v'hadar Chalitza to Rachel, and then he does Chalitza to Rachel, the sister afterwards, havilei Chalitza, the Rachel, Chalitza psula. So I understand, so there are two wives. I'll finish reading the case. El tzar de Leah, tifter. But the tzar's Leah should be tifter. So right now, I keep doing this, I know two brothers, two sisters, two brothers die. So right now there's no Zika. So he can do whatever he wants. So he should at least be able to do Chalitza to, let's say, Leah. That will work, but there's no Zika to Rachel right now. Do Chalitza to Leah, and that should exempt the co-wife of Leah. That should be at least the case. But then when he does Chalitza to Rachel, that shouldn't work, because once he did Chalitza to Leah, that now Rachel becomes an Achos Chalutza. Achos Chalutza is Aser, so that Chalitza won't work, fine. But at least let the Tzara of Leah, the first one, let her at least, that Chalitza work for the Tzara of Leah. Why not? So Gemara says, Inachanami, you're right. So what does it mean, Milo Niftaru? Tzaros, Nami Dekamar, Atzar de Rachel. No, when we say that the Tzaros are not exempt, it's referring particularly to the Tzara of Rachel. Hers will not be exempt since he did a Chalitza Taleah first.
Second but Tzara.
The second Tzara, exactly. Second. Of Rachel, which is the second one. But the Tzara of Leah, Leah was the first Chalitza that was done, that will in Echanami work because there's no Zika. Once you do, no, there's no obligation, there's no strings tied. So by doing Chalitza to Leah, that's going to exempt not only Leah, but that will also exempt the Tzara of Leah. So that's what Gemara says, it does work
so
for Leah.
If there's no string attached, why needs Chalitza to begin with?
Because she has to be exempt to the rest. There's a mitzvah of Yibun, there still is a mitzvah. Even though there's no Zika, there's still a mitzvah.
Said that because it's his brother, this kind of Zika automatically. So if you're taking that Zika out.
No, the Torah tells us the mitzvah is the brother-in-law to do the mitzvah of Yibun or Chalitza. Now, just because of the mitzvah doesn't mean there's necessarily a Zika there, though. So there's no Zika, but there's still a mitzvah. And she's not allowed to get married until she becomes freed with Chalitza. So the Gemara says, again, when we say that the tzaros are not exempt, that's particularly referring to the Rachel's tzaros, but the tzara of Leah is going to be exempt. About tzaros kamar, it says tzaros plural. Sounds like tzaros of Leah and of Rachel both won't be exempt. Whereas no, tzaros to Alma in general, tzaros in general to the second wife, those won't be exempt. But in Echanami, the tzaros of Leah, the first wife, the chalitza will be effective according to the opinion of Ein Zika. So ask the Mar Ihachi, if that's the case, chalas letzaros niftru achayos. If that's the case, the chalitza on the co-wives, should it really exempt the sisters? Atzaras Rachel mi miftri? And will the tzara of Rachel really exempt the sisters, right? Exactly. Will Rachel be exempt from tzaros? So that's the Gemara's question. According to this reasoning right now, so we have the question. Shmuel said, if you do chalitza to the co-wives, it will exempt the sisters. So the Gemara is asking, if you do after doing a chalitza to Leah, and then a person does chalitza to the tzara of Rachel, will that really exempt Rachel herself? Hatznan, that doesn't the Mishnah tell us. Aser adam b'tzaros krovas chalutzasa. A person aser to do chalitza, or to do chalitza, sorry, with the tzara of a relative of his chalutza. So the tzara of Rachel, who's the relative of his chalutza Leah, that the Mishnah explicitly tells us later on, Daf Mem Amud Beis, that that's aser. So since that tzara of Rachel, who's a relative of Leah, is aser, the chalitza on the tzara shouldn't work for Rachel.
So it's supposed to do with these two women. You can't do a chalitza.
It's separate chalitza on each. Chalitza, it becomes a weak chalitza now.
Oh, but because this Mishnah seems to say it's aser to do it. You can't do the chalitza at all.
It's true. No, aser, well, what's the context here? I would just imagine aser liyavam. It's aser to marry her. That's the iser. But the chalitza is still necessary. It becomes a weak chalitza.
It's gru also.
Exactly. Whenever there's an iser yibum involved, the need for chalitza is always a weaker one. So once it's weaker for the tzara, we're saying it's going to be weaker also. It's not going to affect Rachel. Rachel would require her own independent chalitza.
So they're both gru, that's the point.
Exactly.
Both chalitza so, and also tzara so chalitza.
Right.
They're both what? Gru'a. Lower levels. Gru'a, gru'a.
Hebrew.
American Hebrew.
Gula.
Gula. Not good with what do you call it? Cyprus? American English and Hebrew?
English Hebrew, the
Havara. That's English, it's Yiddish English.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so this is the question we have right now. I'll do my best to be clear. I know it's we're like deep inside the sugya.
Very
be
clear.
Yeah. So says the Gemara, Shmuel Nami. Hischil v'lo hischil kamar. Hischil v'lo hischil. What does it mean? Hischil v'lo hischil kamar. So Rashi, the Gemara rather explains further. Hischil b'chayos lo yigmor b'tzaros. If you start with the sisters, you do chalitza with the sisters. Don't finish with the tzaros. The Amar, the Tanan, aser adam b'tzaros krovas chalutasa. So if you start with the sister, you start with Leah. So then don't finish with the tzara of Rachel, because like the Mishnah said. So let's look at Rashi's here. Rashi's four wide lines down. Hischil b'achayos shechalas l'leah. If you do chalitza with the sister Leah, lo yigmar b'tzaros. Don't finish the chalitzas with the co-wives. Lo pater chalitza the tzara d'rachel es rachel. It's not going to complete the tzara d'rachel. As we said, the iser to do this. One second. Okay. Let's look at the next Rashi. The Tanan Aser Adam, the Kolshken de Lo Yigmar Bachayos, the Chalitza is Rachel, Lo Miftri Tara, the Chalitza on Rachel is not going to exempt her co-wife, the Lav Chalitza Mal Yasahi, the Achos Chalutasi, El Shtein Shrikas Chalitza, they're both going to require Chalitza.
It's very interesting because when you have a regular case of Yibum in front of you, where both of them are Yibum Ma'al Yasa, Chalutza's Ma'al Yasa, one Chalitza patters up the other Chalitza, right?
Yeah.
In this case, you have two chalitzas that are grua, right? And we're saying in that case, you need to do chalitza shtehem.
Right.
I thought initially when we started learning the sugya that the issue was doing a chalitza grua to pater up a chalitza ma'al yisa or yiba ma'al yisa. But, you know, if they're on the same level, they're both chalitzas gruas,
right.
It would work one for the other. Just like if they're both chalitza ma'al yisa, they should work for each other.
Right.
Now we're going so far as to say that a chalitza grua doesn't even help for another chalitza grua. It's... The chalitza itself is inherently so lacking that it can't even help for another lacking chalitza.
Right. Yeah.
It's clear for me.
Yeah. That's what comes out. But we did see above, though. Actually, no, I forget above. Okay. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, that's what happens if you start off with achayos. But his chil b'tzaros, if you start with the tzaros first, you start with the co-wives of Leah, Yigmor Apachos, then you can complete it with the sister. So you can start with Leah's co-wife, then you can complete it with Rachel. The Tanan Mutter Adam, the Krovas Tsarash Chalutasa. Just follow the train here for a second. A person can marry the relative of his Tsar of Chalutasa. So he did Chalitza to the co-wife. That means the Tsar of the co-wife is Leah, and the relative would be Rachel. That would be Mutter. So if you do chalitza first to the Tsar of Leah, then you can do the chalitza to the Leah, to Rachel herself, and that will exempt the Tsar
of Rachel. On the side of Ein Zika.
Exactly. All in the world, right. The flow charts that are here are amazing. Okay. Then Rav Ashi Amar, Li'olam Kedikamras. So really, what we initially said, that this goes back to the Pinna Shmuel, that chalitza on the sisters will not exempt the Tsaros, because there is Zika. And Shmuel is going according to the Shita of there is Zika. And Umishum de lo alima Zika, Lishavi letara k'erva. So because the Zika is not strong to make her into an erva. So let's look at Rashi for some clarification. Rashi, towards the bottom, six lines up, Liolam. Kedamar Shmuel k'bereisha, chalos l'chayos lo niftu tsaros. Really, initially, if you do chalitza to the sisters, it will not exempt the co-wives. Mishum di yesh zika, because there's zika. And when you do chalitza to one of the sisters, that's being pogea in the achos guka, and therefore it was a weak chalitza, won't affect the co-wives. The yesh zika, v'chalitza s'achayos gruahu, it's a weak chalitza, we can do it to one of the sisters. V'afilu tsaros leia lo miftri, and even the tsar of leia is not going to be exempt. V'chalos l'tsaros niftu achayos, t'chalitza sam mishuveches. Mishal Achayos, but if you do Chalitza to the co-wives, it's going to be a greater type of Chalitza, and it will affect even the Achayos. Ooh, the Kash, Shalachar, says Rashi. Have a Tsaros Achos Isha Bezika, but what do you mean? Isn't the problem still a co-wife of a sister of your wife is still going to be a Aser? V'havi ki Achos Akuka Gufo, lohi, mishum delo ali mazika, l'shavi l'tsara ki erva, l'gazu chacham elu b'Achos Akuka. Because it's so far moved, they never went too far to say that the Tsara of a relative of your wife, or Zika wife, is going to be considered a derabanan erva, and therefore it's permitted as a strong, full-fledged chalitza that will affect both the co-wives and the actual sisters. Tanik Vasa de Ravashi, there's a brisa that supports this idea of the Ravashi. He says, chalatz l'achayos lo niftru tsaros. If you do chalitza to the sisters, it will not exempt the tsaros. Chalatz tsaros niftru achayos. But if you do a chalitza to the co-wives, it will exempt the need for a chalitza on the sisters. My time, what's the reasoning? Is it lab mishum de kosar yeshika? Must be because there's Zika. And since there's Zika, it doesn't work on the sisters, yet it only works on the co-wives. V'lo alima Zika l'shavi l'tzar kerva. And because the Zika is not so strong to make it the tzara into an erva. It's not strong enough to make the sisters into ervas, but not the co-wives of the sisters into ervas.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure. Is it two ladies? And you three?
Three?
Okay.
Three ladies, there's no connection between them, no chayots, okay. No isurva. Nidai.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother, and they are not one of the 15 that chalaya.
Okay.
He needs to do chalitza to each.
No. In this case, since it's one brother, the idea of Yibum is stepping in the shoes of your brother. So there's only one brother you have to step into. Now, which wife? That's for you to choose, which of the wives. These scenarios are when there are two brothers, you have an obligation to step into, in theory, an obligation to step into both brothers' shoes. But it becomes problematic when they are related, both wives of the brothers are related, and that contradicts the ability to step into both families. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, Hamani Beis Shammai. Who is this opinion? This is Beis Shammai. What we're going back to another answer for this discussion of Shmuel. The raya from the brisa we just brought. We tried bringing this raya from this brisa to Rav Ashi. This brisa is not necessarily a raya to this idea that Rav Ashi mentioned. He says, who authored that brisa that says chalitza works for the sisters, but not Saras, right? That's Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai, what does he hold? The Tanan, Beis Shammai, Matirna, Tsaros, Lachin. He permits co-wives marrying the brothers. There's no din of erva at all by Tsaros. That's what's permitted. But maybe according to how we paskin, like Beis Hillel, that Tsaros are not permitted to the brothers, maybe they would have a real din of an erva, and it would be problematic to Shmuel.
What's Beis Shammai's opinion? That Tsaros are allowed to marry brothers without doing anything?
The Tsaros are allowed to marry, you could do the yibum. You could do yibum with a tzara, even though your brother's wife is usher to you because it's an erva. The co-wife will not be affected by that. So the brother, again, brother dies with two wives. Now this brother, it's his daughter. One of them is his daughter. The tzara, according to Hillel, the daughter, the tzara of the daughter is usher to him also. Beis Shammai says, no, the daughter is knocked out, but the co-wife is mutter to you. So that's why this the price above says, if you do chalitza on the tzara, it's going to affect the sister, but, or the other wife. But if you do a chalitza to the wife who happens to be his daughter, then that would not affect the co-wife.
That's essentially what Rav was saying. Rav Ashi, rather, is saying. It sounds like Rav Ashi is goofa saying that same point.
No, because Rav Ashi tried to make this lumnus that there is, even though the tsara is usser, it's not made into an erva. Maybe Rashi thinks it is made into an erva. Maybe we're saying maybe it really isn't. According to Beis Hillel's world, it is an erva.
According to Rav Ashi, you still can't do yibum with her.
Exactly, you can't do yibum, but it's not an erva.
It's not an erva. It's not grua, even though you can't do yibum.
Right. So, but that's not the only way to understand the Brisa. Maybe the Brisa is understood like Beis Shammai, where there's mutter, even Yibum is mutter. But maybe in the world of Beis Hillel, not only is Yibum mutter, but maybe we view the Tzara as an Erva as well. And therefore it would be Chalitza Grua. So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, Yivum Inavi Tis Yavim. So as we said, we should also permit Yibum in the case. Why does the Brisa say Dafka do Chalitza? With the Brisa, we're trying to bring in a proof who authored this Brisa. It said that Chalos L'Achayos, Lo Niftru, but if you do Chalitza to the Tzaros, then the Achayos would be Niftru. Why are we saying Chalitza to the Tzaros? Why don't you do Yivam to the Tzaros, if it's according to Beis Shammai? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Damar, he says, Bov Niskan Lehem the Tzaros, Shehi Chalitzos Lo Misabos. Even though Mikra Din Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that Yivam would be permitted for the Tzaros in accordance with Beis Shammai, he still said we should go ahead and be masakin and advise people and instruct people to do chalitza only to Tzaros and not Yibum. That was his reason. He doesn't explain the reasoning why here.
According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that means that every case of chalitza is a chalitza grua. You never have a case of someone being allowed to do Yibum.
Well, this was more of a takana as opposed to an isser.
It's not inherent.
Exactly. Even though the other ones were dirbanan isser, it's again, where there's an inherent isser dirbanan and there's
direct,
more external.
It's
right.
Direct.
Right. So then the Gemara says, "V'hamar Mar, don't we learn an earlier statement? Lo hispiku ligmar sadavar ad shenitzfar hasha. But even though he tried doing this, he wasn't successful. He wasn't able to institute this. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Achrav chazu v'tignu. After his time, they tried reestablishing, and they were successful in reestablishing it. That we advise people to do the chalitza to the tzaros. Okay." Fine, great. Now we go on to the bottom, on to Amud Beis. Ibarilu asks the Gemara the following question. Balas haget, balas maimer, eze mehem kodemes. So now we have an interesting case. A person marries, let's see, Rashi sets this up for us. Rashi does, top line. Balas haget, balas maimer. Ochiv shemes, a brother who dies, velo beis nashim, he leaves over two wives. V'asa ze maimer lezu v'get lezu. And one brother now does get to one wife, gives a get to one of these wives, and the co-wife he gives does mimer to. So he weakens one relationship but strengthens the other one. And in both scenarios, we said independently, they're both now viewed as a chalitza gemur, a grua. The baal's get is a chalitza grua because now you require, because he already weakened the zika by the get. So it's viewed as a chalitza grua. But baal's mimer, we said the opposite, is also a chalitza grua because you also require a get for that case. So either way, it's a chalitza grua. So now he's presented with himself two wives, so which one comes first? Do we say that balas haget adifa mishum de aschel be bechalitza? Do we say better to do the balas get first because he already started the process of severing that relationship with the get? So maybe you should finish that one off and give her the chalitza first. Odima balas maimer adifa mishum de krova labia. Or do we say the chalitza is a better one because now he strengthened the zika? Now he's closer to bia. So now since the chalitza is undoing, at least somewhat undoing, a stronger relationship, maybe that should be the stronger chalitza to do that one. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Tashma, Umode Rabban Gamliel, Sheyesh Get, Acher Maimer, Umaimer, Acher Get. What does this mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Umode Rabban Gamliel, Damal Kaman, Perk, Hey, Ain't Get Acher Get, Modu Sheyesh Get Acher Maimer. What does that mean? There's a get after Maimer. Kigon Shte Yevamos, Me'achachas. The brother dies, leaves over two wives. V'asa maimer b'zu, and the brother does maimer with one of the wives. V'chakrach nasan get l'zu. Then he gives her get. So mahani get ze, get, lifsol harishona alav, mishom l'yivne. So he gives maimer to one, and then he gives get to the other wife. So that get will be effective to disqualify the first wife he gave the maimer to already. U'leha'asar b'krova shnia, Kivishona, and Aser, all the relatives of the second wife, like the first one, Velo Amrina, we don't say Maimer Kiknusa. We don't say, oh, since he did Maimer with the first wife, it's as if he married her, Vadachashniya Mina, and the second one's pushed off, Velo Mahani Baget, and the get has no effect. It's like giving a get to a random woman. No, Maimer is not that strong. So a person does Maimer to one wife, although he strengthens it, he still is connected to the other wife. And if he were to go ahead to give a get to the other wife, that's going to disqualify him from both wives now. And he also holds, there is Maimer Achar Get, which means what, says Rashi? Maimer Achar Get, im nasan get l'rishonah. He gives a get to the first wife. And Achar Kach Asim Maimer B'tzarasa. Then he does Maimer to the other wife. Lo Amrinan Get Kama B'makom Chalitza Kai. We don't say the get of the first wife stands in the place of Chalitza and Vesulo Kani, and then he completely knocks off the ability to be Kona the second wife. So we don't say that. Vesulo Kani Maimer, Yivam B'tzara. Ela Vade Mani. You know, the Maimer does work. Get It does work. Because each of these cases, get and mimer, are partially effective. It strengthens the relationship with one, but does not disqualify the relationship of the other one. The get weakens one, but doesn't undo it completely. So that's the complicated cases. So there is get achar mimer, and there's mimer achar get. So what does this do for us? So again, the Gemara says, Modu Rabbi Gamliel, Shriyesh get achar mimer, mimer achar get. Now, I get adif. If get was stronger, lo lehene maimer abasrei. So if get were so strong, so once you give get to one wife, so maimer shouldn't work for the other wife. So get should knock off both wives now. So we see that get isn't stronger than maimer. And e maimer adif, if maimer is greater, lo lehene get abasrei. So once you do maimer with one wife, so it should be viewed as your mamash being kona that wife, the get to the other wife shouldn't affect the maimer of the first one. So we see, ela lav shmamina ki adada ininu shmamina. So we see, therefore, that the Balas Get and Balas Maimer are of the same level, and therefore Rashi explained, you could decide which one to give Chalitza to first, either the Balas Maimer or the Balas Get.
So Rashi says that if you do Maimer and then you do Get, Rashi says that if you do Get and then you do Maimer.
Okay.
Even though we're saying Maimer in that regard is stronger now because it requires a Get,
okay,
Maimer won't allow you to marry that wife. We still view that first get as having initiated a chalitza of some sort with this couple of women. That second Maimer you do now will never get you to the point you're actually going to be able to marry her.
Right, but it does require a get now.
But it requires a get. So it has something, but it doesn't have a lot.
Right.
The opposite way around, when you have Maimer first,
mm-hmm, right,
and then you do the get to the second wife,
mm-hmm,
it, in a lot of ways, it sort of negates the maimer. In both cases, the get ultimately has the koach, because the get prevents you from doing, also in that case, a knusa to the maimer. You still have to do a get, of course, with the maimer, but it also weakens the maimer. In both cases, what I'm trying to say is, it seems to me like the get's intent comes out stronger, because in both cases, it ultimately prevents you from marrying that woman.
Right, but the way the Gemara says, if you do get first, so then, if the get were so strong, so then it should sever that relationship entirely to both wives now. It should work as, if it really worked as a chalitza, everything should be over. The fact that it doesn't, and maimer still works to the other one.
Works just enough to require a get.
Right, but it still is a connection, at least. Tells the get isn't does not trump the maimer. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shtei Achayos, Yivamos Shenaflu Lufnei Yavam Echad. So two sisters fall to one brother. Chalitz L'Rishona. So if he does Chalitza to the first sister, Hutra, then the second one is Mutter to him. Sorry, Hutra L'Shuk, Rashi says. So she's Mutter to marry anyone she wants. Chalitz l'shnia, but if he does chalitza to the second sister, hutra, that too will permit her to the wife, to the ishuk. Okay.
So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid. Still,
feel free to ask. Okay. So now let's say Mesa Rishona. Let's say the first wife dies. So then Mutter Bishnia wasn't allowed to do Yibum with the second wife. So let's just read to this Rashi here. Mesa Rishona, below Chalitza. The first one was a Yavam, Yivama, and before again Chalitza, then she dies. So the Halach is, says Rashi, Mutter Li Yavam Esashnia. You could do Yibum with the second one. Afa Pisha B'Shasni Filason, Achal Zukuka Rishona. Even though when the second one became was a Zukuka to you, there already was a pre-existing Zukuka with the first one, which would make her usher. Veinani Kara Ba Yivama Yavale. Because now after the first one dies, he undoes the Zika, and now the second wife is completely mutter to her. Okay, mutter to him. Then the Gemara says, Vein tzarech lomar mesa shnia shemut rishona. And needless to say, if the second one dies, then certainly they're going to be mutter to the first one. Because mishim dehavi avivama shutra v'nesra v'chazav hutra. Tachsa lehetei rishona, harishon. What happens is, so the first, there are two wives, married to two brothers. Two sisters married to two brothers. So the first brother dies, and now the living brother has a zakuka to the Rishona. Then the second brother dies, now there's two zakukas, now they're both asertim because they're sisters. So now the case where the second one dies, the second wife dies now, the first one's mutter again to him. Even though there's a moment of time where he couldn't do chalitza or yibum to either one, or he couldn't do yibum to either one, now it goes back, it reverts back to the initial heter, where there was only the time in where the second brother was alive, where it was only the Rishona Zikuka, where that was Mutter, and then the brother died, and then their Usser. Since the second wife dies, it goes back to the initial Heter. Okay, that's according to this first opinion. That's according to Rav. Now, Rav Yochanan Amar, Mesa Shnia, Mutter Rishona. I agree if the second wife dies, so that does revert back to the first wife, and the first wife is Mutter. About Mesa Rishona, but if the first one dies, you cannot marry the second wife against what Rav said. Rav said, even if the first wife dies, you can marry the second wife. My time, why? Shekol Yevama, Sheinani Karaba, Bashas Nefila, Yevama Yvale, Harezu Keishas Ach, Sheishla Banea Vasura. Any woman who falls to the man at the moment of Nefila, she's Asur to him, so then she's Asur forever. It's used as Eishas Ach. So since what happened when brother one died, so there's a Rishona Zukuka to the first wife. Nothing was done. Brother two dies. His wife is Foster. By that moment, the second wife is Usher. This moment Shas Nefila Usher because it's his sister. She has a sister who's already Zukuk to that brother. So the moment of Nefila of Shnia, she's Usher and therefore becomes Eishes Ach Usher forever according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, Rav, who permitted the case of if the Rishona dies, he says, Leslei Hai Svara. He doesn't hold to such a Svara. I don't care about Shas and Fila, I care about Shas Yibum. The moment you want to do Yibum, is she Mutter to you or Asa to you, that's all Rav cares about. But Bahama Rav, doesn't Rav hold in general elsewhere? Kol Isha Shein Ani Kare Ba B'Shas and Fila Yivama Yivaleh Harei Yukesh Ach Sheish Labana Vasura. Rav himself holds to such a statement. We have a statement in his name that he says it does go based on Shas and Fila. And since the moment that the Shnia, the second brother, died, the second wife is Usher, so that wife should be always Usher, even after the first wife dies. How could Rav say otherwise? So the Gemara says, no, honey, mili, when is it Usher? When is the second wife Usher forever? Honey, mili, hecha de kabape iser achos isha deraisa. That's only when there's an Eishes ach sister deraisa, val hacha zika derbani, but in our case, it's only zika derbanim. Why? Why is only derbani in our case? So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi writes towards the bottom of the narrow lines, Achos Isha Deraisa Kigon Gimel Achim. Three brothers, Shtei Mehem Nesun Shtei Achayos. They married two sisters. Umeis Echad Mehem, one of the brothers dies. V'achakach Mesa Isha. Then his wife dies, Shel Sheni, Dala Itmar. What, did the other brother die yet?
No.
Okay, let's see. So then his wife died. Dala itmar hach derab bepirkan. That's what Rav's referring to. Asur yivam to alav hoel ubishana fila achos ishto havi. Am I missing the case here?
Oh, I guess for the brother who is still married. There's three brothers, right? Two of them were married sisters. Now,
when the first brother died, the one who was married to the sister, right, couldn't do Yibam.
Right.
Only the other brother could do Yibam. But then the second one, his wife died.
So now he can do Yibam.
Now he can do Yibam. Uh-huh. But since Bashas Nefilo, he couldn't do Yibam.
Since there's an Issa Deraisa from at the time. Ah. For that second brother who's alive and married to sister is Usser, for him Deraisa. But the third brother now, his Issa of the Sukukos are only Issa Derabanans. And by Issa Derabanan, Rav does allow it to go back to the initial Heter, since the initial Issa in the first place was only a Din Derabanan. Ah, very good. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, Eisive Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Le Rabbi Yochan. He asks this following question now. Arba Achim, the four brothers, Shte Mehem Nisun Shte Achayos, two of the brothers married two sisters. Umesu Anisuim Esa Achayos, and the two brothers who married two sisters died. Hare Elu Choltos Vlomis Admos, the two remaining brothers do Chalitza and they don't do Yibam. Vamai asks the Gemara, Leku Chad Menayu, Lachos La, Lishnia, the Teve Rishona, Legave Idach, Kivama, Shutru Vinesa, Vichaz Vihutru, Tachs the Teve Rishon. So why? Why not have one of the brothers do Chalitza with the second wife, the second brother who died, his wife, and then that's going to allow the other live brother to do Yibam with the first wife and goes back to the initial Heter? The fact that we don't advise that tells us that we don't revert back to the initial Heter. So answers the Gemara, Amalei, Achayos, Enyo Dea, Mishanon. In this case, this Brisa, I don't know who taught them. In other words, this was not part of the Mesorah. This is a mistake, this Brisa. In Echanami, shouldn't be here. Rashi says, Eni Yodea Mishanam, four lines from the bottom. Kolomer, Zeh, Eni Mishnah. This is not a Mishnah. It's not a Kasha. It's not part of our... There are a number of Brisos that were not did not made it in to the canonization, and therefore this was not included. So Gemara says, okay, why don't you say Velema? Lema Le, Mai Choltzos, Namit Kasani. Lema, Choletes Chada. Choletes Katani. Now, how do we read that again?
No, so, the Lema Lema Choletes Nami Diktani, Choletes Chada. Maybe that's what the Mishnah meant to say. When the Mishnah said Choletes, it meant one of them should do Chalitza.
Uh-huh,
our answer is Choletes
Katani. Uh-huh. It says plural. So, Lema Lema Choletes Choletes Dalma. And it means in general, like we said above. Plural doesn't always mean two different scenarios, it means in general. All these cases, all the chalitzas that will happen in this particular case, but only one of them should do chalitza. So maybe we could readjust the Bryce instead of throwing it out, just like remove the letter Vav from chalitzas, turn to choletes. So the Gemara says, Hare Eluktan, says these sound like these two cases, not in general. Vele male de chalitz le lerishon bereisha. So maybe is talking about a case where they did chalitza b'diavad, they did chalitza to Rishona first. And that's why they're stuck. But in a chanami, they can do chalitza to the second one. But in a case where they did the first one, so then you have to do chalitza also to the second one. But if they were to do chalitza to the first one, then you wouldn't necessarily have to do chalitza. Sorry, if you do chalitza first to the second one, you wouldn't necessarily have to do chalitza to the first one. Maybe that would be permitted to do Yibam. Mari says, chalitzos t'chadchila. Katani says, Chaltas, you should do Chalitza. It's something even Chachila, you should do multiple Chalitas. Now, this Gemara, I think, goes on for a little bit longer down the page. We could try to go to the two dots if you want. It's around 10 lines down. We have plenty of time. We still have 20 minutes, actually. Or we could stop here for the sake of tomorrow, Daf Yomi. Should we keep going? Let's keep reading. We have 20 minutes. Let's learn. Why not? Worst case scenario will be Chazar. So the Gemara says, now, Velei Malei Gezera. Maybe say Gzera, Dilma Kadim v'Chalitz Rishona Bereisha of Lomis Yadmos Bereisha. Maybe really fundamentally we'd permit this to happen. That if you do Chalitza to the second one, in Echnami you would permit to do Yibam in the first one. But we said not to do it as a Gzera, lest you do Chalitza to the first one, and I guess it might lead to do Yibam with the second one. So that one, that would be the problem here. But in Echnami, if you were to do chalitza on the second one, we would permit Yibam to the first one. So the Gemara says, it says, velo misyamos katani. Sounds like, even if you did chalitza, Rashi says, dinami chalitza l'shnia ein kan Yibam. We don't allow Yibam at all, no matter who chalitza is done to first. Deleka din Yibam hachaklal. It's completely out of the picture, completely wiped out the possibility of Yibam. Velei melei gzera shema yamos, v'asa levato mitzvah Yibam. maybe the issue is here, it is a gzera that someone might die, and it's us that do mivatel mitzvah yibum. So what happens if we tell you to do chalitza to the second one, in order for the other one to do yibum to the first one, so then that's going to be a concern of mitzvah yibum, mivatel mitzvah yibum, but I don't know why, because that second one could still do chalitza to the first one. Let's see, Rashi explains this. Rashi says, Leim malek gzera shema yamos vasel levatel mitzvah yibum. If we tell you to do chalitza on the second one, we're afraid that the other brother might die. Why? Hachi perusha leimalei Rabbi Yochanan tana demasis in time alav mishum zika kaser liyabim sheachayos the sevila in zika. He doesn't hold the zika. Di time mishum zika mechi chalitz l'shniyam pakas zikasa shar liyabim rishona kedamir ana. The time of mishum shema yamos kedamir bereish pirkan dilma admiyam chad meis idach. When one does yibam, the other one's going to might die. When mishum hachi shakra banan din yibam. Me'achayos legamre, va'afilu chalitz l'chad minayu, de'lo batli tu mitzvos yivamam, ki'echadol yargilu yivam me'achayos, va'as li'ibum l'chachila kam yechalitza, va'adim yabim chan ma'ais ha'idach, aval gavi misa l'dileal ayib. Okay, that's what's going on. You're right if the one does chalitza first, the second one, and then the other brother dies, that same brother could do chalitza to the first one. But there's a concern if we allow brother to do chalitza to the second one, and the other one to do yibum to the first one, what happens if the first one does yibum first to the first one, and then the other brother dies before performing chalitza? The brother who did yibum cannot do chalitza to the second one anymore, and that might result in a missed opportunity of a mitzvah of yibum.
So it's a gzeira on two things. It's a gzeira that the first guy does yibum before he should be doing yibum, and that there's a death.
Right.
Two things were to happen.
Right. Now, I don't think it's an issue of ain't goes in gzeira. Gzeira.
Yeah.
One's more of a chashash. There. I think so. Okay. Then the Gemara suggests with Lema, maybe you should suggest Lema Le Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is the author. Rabbi Yochanan Misa Lochaish. Rabbi Yochanan does not concern of Misa, so there's no need for that second level of concern. So Vlaimale Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Elazar is the author. Damar Kevin Shamdalov Sha'achas Bisra and Esar Lav Olamis. So he held, since there's a moment of time where it's Usr, so they become Usr to each other forever. And therefore, so this goes against this whole idea. You're right, in general, maybe there's such a concept that it could revert back to the Heter. But maybe this Brisa here goes according to the other opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that it can't revert back to the Isr, which is fine. So this price said it won't be a kasher. We're going back to that Esve. Maybe it's not going to be a kasher. We don't have to throw it out.
Is this Esve on both of them?
No, this Esve is only on the opinion who thinks it could revert back, only according to Rav. It's a kasher to Rav, I thought.
Gemara said Esve to Rav Yochanan. No, because even Rav Yochanan was the one who said...
you're right. Yochanan said does not revert back.
He said, Mesa Shnia Matur Rishona. Even Rabbi Yochanan was Makel in one case. He said, Mesa Shnia Matur Rishona. There had to have been a Shas Heter. Right? If there was a Shas Heter, it would be fine.
Right.
Rav said, if there wasn't a Shas Heter, you could still have it.
Right.
So it sounds like it's going according to both of them.
When there's a Shas Heter, everyone agrees it can revert back. Right. It's only when there initially was no Shas Heter, that's Machlokas. Okay, we're in that world. So apparently, Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that. Even if there was a Shas Heter, once there's a moment of Isser, they become Isser also forever. So maybe he's the author of the Brisa, and he's a Das Yochid, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold of him, and Rav doesn't have to hold of him either. Gemara says, can't be, because the Sefer Rabbi Elazar, Reish Alav Rabbi Elazar. So the fact that the Sefer of this Brisa apparently was authored by Rabbi Elazar tells us that the Reish is not authored by Rabbi Elazar, and therefore it still serves as a Kasha. So then the Gemara suggests, maybe V'nei Malahu, the Nafal Babas Achas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe it's a situation where both brothers died at the same time, so therefore there's never a Shas Heter at all. Damar Efshel Tamtin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds in general throughout Shas in a number of places, like Tzuk and Bechoros and elsewhere. Gidnos, okay. Gidnos, Shavuos here also, it says. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili held the Efshel Tamtin. It's possible that both brothers died at the same time. And therefore, there was never a Shas Heter. And that's why Bryce says Usr to do Chalitza to the second one and then Yibum to the first one, because there never was a first or a second one. They're both Usr at the same time. So Gemara says, Lo Stam Lan Tanak Rabbi Yossi Glili. We never find the Stam Tanak that holds of Rabbi Yossi Glili. He's a Dasi Yachid. No Stam Mishnah or Bryce is going to pass him like him. So that can't be the possibility. Velemele, maybe you could say that Bryce is Delo Yadina and Hey Nafil Beresha. Maybe it's a case where they didn't know who fell first. Someone died first, but they lost track. They didn't have the record of who died first, so it became a case of Safik. But in a case of Vadai and a Hanami, you could do Chalitza to the second one and they give him to the first one. See, Hachi, that's the case, says the Gemara. If it's a case of Safik, Hainu Tekasani, that's what the Bryce says, Kidmu Vikansu Yotsiu. That if they were to get married, do this, you know, do chalitza to one, and I guess marry the other one, we would allow it, we wouldn't force them to get the divorce, since it's only usher midin suffik.
Then why should we say that?
This is that part of the question you're saying? So bishma rishona, see that going bishma, that is part of the question, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bishma rishona or rishon, Amrina le man shar lecha. Shnia amar chavrai shnia yivam ana rishonam yavam haynu de kamar le achayas in yodiyam mishanam. So let's see what's going on here. Rashi tells us bishma rishon amrina le apik divadai bisura asa liadcha. The rishon, if both brothers, I guess the case of both two brothers marrying both sisters now. Let's just make sure I get this case clear, right?
Yeah, because it was four. It was there were four brothers who died. Saying that they should both get to Chalitza, but now this is the case of that they took them in.
That's if they both marry them. So if the first brother marries the first sister, there Rashi says, Afik divade b'isr asr liyadcha. There it's asr, because it's vade, she's vade asr to you. Why? The inami rishonahi, even if she was the first one that her husband died first, man charter nelach, who permits you to be with her, halo achal zukukahi. You have a key, you have a zika to the other sister, and she therefore asr to you. Which of your brothers already declared to your that sister? No one did. Lafkuizi kamina. Elisheni, but the second one, lema say, achashiyav marishon. After my brother did ribum, although in a prohibited way, he did ribum to the rishon. Shnia ir lechelko havyazu rishon ivama shutra v'nesa v'chazav hutra. This is the last case by a shnia here. So basically what he's saying, this is a pretty interesting thing, based on the idea that, okay, my brother, he jumped the gun and he did Yibum with that sister, even though it was usher for him to do that. Since he did do that, apparently it's going to undo the Zika that existed before him. Now, me, the brother says, I, who are going to marry this other sister, she was the first one to be available. She was really the Rishona. So after my brother knocked off the other wife, the sister, she's mutter to me. I'm going to revert back to that. And that should be mutter.
So in other words, if you say it's a case of suffolk, if it's a case of suffolk, then the second brother in this scenario where they were kadma v'kansu would have a legitimate taina to stay married to the woman.
Exactly. And since he has a legitimate taina, and Bryce says, kinmu v'kansu yotsiu, that both of them have to divorce it, that's the Gemara concludes, is hainu dukamar le'achayos eino yodea mishanam. That's why he said, this case of the sisters, I don't know who taught them because it doesn't seem to be logically making sense. Okay, shkoyach.